This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the great hadith, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he gave the advice to Mu'adh radiallahu an, when he said, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُ, to fear Allah wherever you may be, وَاتْبِعِ السَّيَّةِ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا, and follow up the bad deed with the good deed, it'll wipe it away. وخالق الناس بخلق حسن, and to have good manners in dealing with the people. In this hadith, three pieces of advice. The first one is, fear Allah, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُ, to fear Allah wherever you may be. And the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the scholar said, أَن تَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ وَقَايَةً, to put a barrier between yourself and between the punishment of Allah. And as Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, when he was asked what the taqwa was, he said it's to, he asked the person asking the question, have you ever been down a path that is shok? Have you been on a path that has thorns on it? And he said, yes. He said, what did you do? He said, أَخَلْتُ ذَاتِ الْيَمِينَ وَذَاتِ الشِّمَانِ, and I went to the right and I went to the left. So that's what taqwa is. If haram is coming this way, you run that way. If haram is coming this way, you run the other way. That's the meaning of a taqwa. And in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ didn't just say, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, fear Allah, but he said, حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُ, he said, wherever you may be. Because that's the difficult part. And هذا شيء صعب, sahula. This is the difficult part when it comes to fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind the closed doors. If we're in the masajid, in the mosque, if we're in the majalis, and with our brothers and this, it's easy to be taqi. It's easy to have taqwa, right? But when you're behind, you're by yourself, that's the real test, that's the exam there. When you're behind closed doors, that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُ, wherever you may be, in front of the people, behind the people, when you're by yourself, this is the implementation of the taqwa. And the second part of the hadith is, to follow up the bad deed with a good deed, it'll wipe it away. And this is something, subhanAllah, that we need to program ourselves to do. Because it's human nature, all of us are going to fall into sin, all of us are going to make mistakes. So when we make the mistake, that we immediately follow that with a good deed. So let's say, for example, we were saying to the brothers the other day, if you were in this weather now, it's nice weather, you're driving down the road and you see a European lady maybe wearing something she shouldn't be wearing, and shaitan got the best of you, huh? And you looked and looked again, and then you locked
steering,
in.
Steering.
Yeah, that's it.
Locked and locked.
Huh? Yeah, that's it. Because the lock vision. And then you realize, astaghfirullah, I shouldn't have done this. So we go and we go do a good deed. Maybe we go to the mall, we see a place to give some sadaqah, we give some sadaqah. It can be something small, 20 riyals, 50 riyals, whatever it might be. You give some sadaqah, you read a few more pages of Quran, you pray another salat, two rakats of salat at tawbah. You always have to train yourself that when you do sin, that you immediately wipe it away and follow it up with a good deed. And the fourth or the third part of the hadith is, وَخَالِقَ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and to have good manners in dealing with people. I remember I gave a khutbah one time in Sweden, and I said in the beginning of the khutbah that this khutbah today, if we implement it, we can change the world.
Allah.
We can change the world. If we were just to implement the akhlaq and the manners of Islam, Islam would spread. The people, their mindset would change about Islam and the Muslims. The way they think about us, the way they look at us, it would change because they see the manners and how the Muslims act. And we tend to forget sometimes the level and the status of good manners in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Akthar man yasu'il wa akthar ma yudkhil an-nas al-jannah." One of the main things that enter the people into the Jannah, he said, "Taqwallah wa husnul khuluq." And both of them are here in this hadith. The taqwa of Allah and the good manners. And both of them are here in this hadith. And also he said, alayhi salatu wasallam, "La yudrik al-mar bi husn khuluqihi manzilat al-qa'im as-sa'im." You can reach the ajr, the reward of the one who's fasting during the day and praying during the night, all with good manners, alhamdulillah. So this is the hadith al-Imam, the great hadith, where the Prophet ﷺ, with just a few words, and he has Jawamil al-Karim, and the just short words, but it has very comprehensive and very deep in its meaning. If we were to implement them, we see the impact it would have on our life, on our family, and on our society. When we fear Allah, حَيْثُ مَا كُنَّا, wherever we are, and that we strive to follow up the bad deed with the good deed, and that we have good manners in dealing with the people. نسأل الله أن يوفقنا وإياكم.